Many of us get to a point where we wish we could start our lives all over. Some of us get to a place where we have to. In the stage musical The Spitfire Grill, a young woman fresh out of prison comes to a Wisconsin town to discard old baggage and find new opportunities, finding reasons to hope in some unexpected places. The show is coming to the University of Hawaii's Kennedy Theater, and two of its cast members, Joran Young and Rachel Ueno, are with us in our studio. Hi, Joran. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start, Joran, with your character, because you're the principal character. And what's your story? You were in prison for 5 years. Now you're looking to rebuild your life, right?
Yes. My character's name is Percy Talbot, and she is an interesting character where she comes into this small town, Gilead, and not knowing, you know, what to do there or no one there. She's just kind of to herself, mm-hmm. but she's just there to start a new life. After being in prison for 5 years, she, you know, has things that she wants to leave behind and wants to race to another, I don't know, destination to call home, mm-hmm. maybe, and find a new home for herself.
And Rachel, this town, Gilead, Wisconsin, a fictitious town, is your home, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what's your attitude toward your home?
sorry. So it's the town was built around this quarry, and it closed recently. On top of that, the highway that came through recently went through a completely different town.
Oh,
so
boy.
We have kind of dwindled. Mm-hmm. There's just no prospects for anyone. There is only one place to eat in town, which happens to be where we end up working. It's home. It is where I grew up, and it's where my husband believes his place is.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to take care of his aunt Hannah, who runs the grill, and trying to take care of the town and make it a better place. He just wants it to be the way that it was and is having a hard time dealing with the fact that he can't seem to make it work.
What's your relationship to Joran's character?
At the start of it, it's just that she's this new, fresh energy, something potentially good that I, you know, I've only lived here and I've not been outside of the town. So having something new, like somebody who I can talk to and maybe create a bond with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my character, Shelby, is also this very nurturing person,
mm-hmm.
and sees something that she wants to take care of, like someone that she can help in some way.
Joran, having been in prison for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
has got some pretty hard edges, doesn't she?
Yes.
How do you manifest those in your acting? How does that emerge?
Well, it takes a lot of practice. No, but there's just moments in the play where I just like get angry and I burst out and I take it on Shelby's character, and I take it on my this other guy named Joe in the play, where I just like burst out at him, and I tend to just like get so angry, and I feel like that also has something to do with how I was in prison, where, you know, like you don't find people that are always like so nice and nurturing, you
right.
know, like you don't, or you're not used to this kind of behavior, like. People are trying to,
to fight for survival, right?
Yes, it was. And then just being free is not, you know, exactly being free for me. Like, I'm still used to, like, the specific way I've always been for 5 years.
Yeah. Like, you two have a song that you perform together.
Yes.
In the show. What are the circumstances when this song is about to be sung?
At this point, I have told Percy about how Hannah, who owns the grill, she's trying to get rid of it. She's been trying to get rid of it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Percy comes up with this great idea. Well, why don't we just do a contest and people can write in for a chance to win the Spitfire? Like, everybody send in $100, write an essay about why you want to win. And whoever wins, they can have it. And then Hannah can go on with her life.
Right, right.
And so after we convince Hannah that this is a potentially good idea, it's our job now to do like a press release.
Uh-huh.
So we have to figure out, okay, how can we make this place sound so awesome that everybody's going to want to send in their $100?
So this is the song that's going to make us feel that way?
It's us figuring out how to say these things. And for Percy, she came in, the whole reason that she came to this town, she had this picture of,
I found a picture back in prison saying autumn colors along Copper Creek near Gilead, Wisconsin. And from then on, I was just like, this is my new town. This is my hope. Like, after I get out of prison, this is where I'm going to go. Huh? So for Shelby, living there all her life, that's like, you know, something she's used to. She's used to Gilead. But for me, that's like my new adventure. Like, this is something, from my eyes, a new perspective of
all the trees and
all
everything.
The trees and how Gilead is.
Well, let's hear that song.
Okay. It's a bit long, so
we'll just do an excerpt.
I'll start
waving my arms if it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and we don't have any music, but it's fine. The morning when the hickories turn golden,
when the hickories turn
the gold, sunlight burns the maples
red as fire,
the meadow glows, the river bank is blazing,
like paradise come down to lift you higher. Then you look out from your front porch to see the sun go down. Another night has fallen on the streets of your hometown. And all at once you understand that you are here to stay. With roots so deep into the earth, they'll never pull away.
Never pull away.
And when summer turns to autumn in the town where you are from, then the colors of paradise come. And the colors of paradise come. The colors of paradise come to you. And the colors of paradise come. And the colors of paradise come.
And the colors of paradise come.
And the colors of paradise come. And the colors of paradise come.
Hey, that was really impressive.
It's different.
Some tricky harmonies and some tricky phrasing in there.
Yeah.
Did you take a long time to...
We had about a week to just hammer everything out.
Yeah, yeah.
And since then, it's been a lot of we have a really wonderful music director, Ike Webster. He recently worked on All Shook Up at Diamond Head. I think he got a Poikella for that. But he's a fantastic vocal coach. He really understands the mechanics of vocal work. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel that I'm going to come out of this process a better singer. I have not had a lot of formal training. So this is great. And he also takes some liberties with, you know what? I don't like the harmony. Let's do this instead. I think this will be better.
Do what works, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to both of you for talking with us. I'm really looking forward to seeing this show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jorn Young plays Percy and Rachel Ueno plays Shelby in UH Manoa's Department of Theater and Dance production of the musical The Spitfire Grill, which will be performed at Kennedy Theater the weekends of September 15th and 22nd.